The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Now, if I asked you to name a group of islands in the Atlantic just off the coast of Africa, you might well say the Canaries. But if you go around 1,000 kilometres further south, you'll come to Cape Verde, a place that's growing in popularity amongst Brits. I spoke with Charlotte Eames from the specialist travel company The Cape Verde Experience to ask why we should visit these islands.
So the two main islands are Sao and Boa Vista, which are great beach destinations. It's got miles of glorious sandy beaches, but generally Sao is renowned for having perfect sunshine for laying on the beach.
Sal means salt in Portuguese, and that's linked to the island's most popular tourist attraction, a salty lake formed in an old salt mine inside an extinct volcano.
So you can go and visit the salt areas and float like you can in the Dead Sea, really. It feels like you're weightless.
Charlotte says it is easy to visit one of the other islands.
All of the islands are literally within 40 minutes of each other, some just 25. It's two main flight operators.
Charlotte told me that a trip to Santa Antão offers a complete contrast to the sand dunes of Sal.
It's very mountainous, it's great for hiking, great for walking, it's lush green, it's just full of peaks, villages built into the cliff tops. It really is amazing. You kind of drive along a road and it looks like the road is just going to drop off the other end. You know, it takes a big sweeping curve straight back in again and you're back in amongst it.
Charlotte also recommends a trip to Mindelo on the island of São Vicente.
That's the main hub for the carnival, which is seriously influenced by the Brazilian carnival with massive floats. It's about 40 days before Easter in February time. That island knows how to party when carnival comes. It's quite a busy time. It's Festival Curly.
If you're interested in natural history, you shouldn't miss a chance to visit Fogo. On that island, you can see the effect of Cape Verde's only remaining active volcano.
Go to São Felipe, stay in a lovely colonial guest house, take a day trip to the crater, and you can experience what they have gone through, basically, with the last eruption. The last eruption was in 2014, and it pretty much took out the life, and they all moved away, and within 6 months, they were all back rebuilding their lives on the lava. It's really quite humbling to go and see. Unless you go to the volcano, you don't necessarily realise that it's all there and all affected, because everything else is lush green and the town is far away.
Finally, to recreate a scene from Lawrence of Arabia, visit Boa Vista, the closest islands to the African mainland.
The winds come from the Sahara, and so it's like an extension, really. You can take quad bikes or just take a little excursion to all the dunes.
You can check out Cape Verde.co.uk.